Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Sherlock's In Conversation with podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. Today, I am thrilled to say I'm joined by Olivia Palermo, and few women embody fashion like Olivia. She's a darling of the industry. She shot to stardom on the 2008 reality series, The City, and has gone on to front countless magazine covers, collaborate with some of the world's biggest brands, and build an Instagram following of well over 6 million. Revered for her immaculate presentation, she's now turning her hand to beauty with the much anticipated launch of Palermo Beauty, a curated wardrobe of all the makeup you could ever need. She's joining me today to discuss her life in fashion, beauty, and more. Welcome, Olivia. We've got to start by talking about fashion. We will obviously come on to beauty, but I mean, you know, you're Olivia Palermo. I mean, come on. So what, you know, you've had this insane career in fashion. So like, where did that start? What is your earliest fashion memory?
You know, I think I've always liked fashion from a young age. And it's, as I've gotten older, your eye evolves and grows. And I've been really fortunate to work with incredibly talented people throughout my entire career to kind of shape, you know, my own vision for my own brand. So yeah, I've been really lucky. But, you know, going into the beauty space, I approach beauty the same way as I do with fashion. You have prêt-à-porter. It's all within, you know, having a collection and kind of feeling that. So the same thing within our makeup.
And what is it about the fashion industry that kind of spoke to you from when you were young?
I always loved fashion magazines. I always loved the layouts of them. Actually, funny story, my first homework assignment as a child was to do a collage, and I cut out all the ads for Town and Country and all the high jewelry advertising. So I think from a very young age, that foundation was laid.
You were ready, you were always poised. Well, can you remember about, like, you know, did you used to steal clothes from your mum's wardrobe? What was your first big purchase? Kind of how did your relationship with clothes begin?
Absolutely. My mother and my aunt were both very fashionable people. And my mother had incredible archives of beautiful jackets and antique jewelry. And as did my aunt, especially antique costume jewelry. And she worked for Doyle's Auction House for 25 years in the couture department. So to really have a good solid foundation of appraisals and antiques, something that I learned very early on. My mother's an interior decorator. So I think with that, playing with color, patterns, textures. If you look at it, you know, when you decorate a room the same way as you do a collection, the cohesiveness, the color palette. So I try to do that with beauty in the same way as well.
Bit of everything. How did your fashion career, how did you, you know, your career begin? How did you get to this point? Kind of, can you talk us from A to B?
Absolutely. You know, when I was studying in school, I was interning at a magazine, and that was really fun and interesting because you really see the grunt work and understand the foundations of magazines and how that works. And then I went on to work into television for a little bit, which helped build the foundation for viewership. And then after that, I really worked full-time as a model and a brand ambassador for many different brands, which was incredible. And, you know, for me, that being able to travel all around the world, be in different markets, work on my website, and work with brands and see brands locally was so important. Of course, you know, during Corona now, I really miss that and point of contact of to hear the collections, hear from the designers itself, be immersed into their world, into their space. So I'm really looking forward to September, hopefully, you know, that coming back into my life.
Have you been able to travel at all? Have you been anywhere?
Yeah, I've been really, I'm fortunate. I have been able to travel a little bit, of course, you know, with caution. But yeah, I've been in Europe a little bit, and I was in Turks and Caicos for a quick little holiday earlier in November. But for the most part, I've been here locally in New York. My dog is older and 16, Mr. Butler. So, you know, it's important that I kind of stick around right now before I have to head back to work in September, full force on the road.
Exactly. Well, if you've been to Turks and Caicos, you have no sympathy for me whatsoever. So talk to us about, you know, DVF and kind of how that got started. Obviously, that's kind of where you made your name and how, you know, The City came from that. So how did you get that job for people who are kind of...
Well, that was really a part of my time working in television. It was part of the storyline. And, you know, after filming, I was so intrigued on how a global business was run, especially from the marketing side. So GBF was super kind to kind of let me hang out and just really get a lay of the land of how she operated. And of course, you know, continuing in television, you know, we also worked on the magazine side. So that was interesting as well.
Is she just, you know, the role model that everybody thinks she is? Is she just incredible?
She's an incredible woman. She's very empowering, and everyone should have a little GBF in their life.
Dream. I have her book. Does that count?
Yes, of course it counts. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. In any capacity, you should.
What else did you learn? You know, that job obviously kind of put you on the map. What did you learn kind of from that experience?
I learned that I was very much of a fashion person who loved the fashion industry, and that was definitely the direction which I wanted to go in.
What about magazine life? What did that teach you?
Loved magazine life. It was, you know, I think I was really lucky because magazine life and the internet was starting to kind of, there was a transition going and keeping that old school foundation of magazines, but also incorporating it into, you know, digital, finding my own strategy was really interesting to me, and the whole digital world, which now is so common to all of us on an everyday basis that we use regularly.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that there was this other time, isn't there? Well, you know, that was sort of the heyday of magazines. Like, what can you tell us about life? Kind of, it was Manhattan, it was magazine, you know, that was like the kind of pinnacle of the industry. Was it, you know, as great as it always seemed from the outside?
You know, I'm so fortunate to be in our industry, and yes, it was fun then, it's fun now. It's just, you know, like anything, as times change, you go with the times and you appreciate all the moments that you have and you live through.
Olivia, I've got to push you on your wardrobe and to talk to me about some of your favorite. I mean, I'm sure you've talked about this for hours, but come on, what are like the best things in your wardrobe? What have you inherited or what have you bought recently? Like, what are the pieces that you really love and that you really cherish?
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to pick. Over the years, I built a really beautiful Christopher Bailey archive of some of his beautiful coats, buttoned down to his collection at Burberry. I have a fantastic archive of Moncler that I'm obsessed with throughout the years. I don't know. A lot of people don't know. I love like ski wear, outerwear. So, you know, that always resonates with me. And I have some beautiful Cuccinelli pieces. And then some pieces that I've just accumulated throughout my travels that I just love. You know, there are some smaller brands like John Nico I love for shoes, or Cassidy or Santoni that I really incorporate into my wardrobe. You know, I have things that are archived that, you know, are stored away, but, you know, I bring them back in from time to time as well.
Can you think of one outfit, one kind of, you know, whether it was at Fashion Week or for a big event, like one outfit that you're like, God, that was an incredible dress or whatever it may be?
Yes. My dear friend, Jamba Tisravalli. Love Jamba.
Good friend to have.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'm very lucky. And since he's such a visionary, it makes it my life a little bit easier to get dressed. I wore a beautiful red pants and cape suit back about 2 years ago in Abu Dhabi. I absolutely love that. It was one of my favorite looks.
Good look. I mean, you must have so many, but your best kind of fashion moment ever. Again, is there a gala? Is there a show? And what are the moments that really stand out for you over your career? It's like, God, that was incredible.
I think that Valentino's 45th anniversary in Rome, which was a 3-day event, that was really spectacular and special. So I would definitely say that. I've always kind of stood by that. It was just such a magical event.
What did you wear? Do you remember?
I wore vintage Valentino, of course.
What about your wedding outfit? I mean, you were so ahead of the time with your wedding dress. I actually can't believe I actually get to ask you this. Where did the inspo come from? You know, how did you land on that look?
You know, I went into a few different fashion houses, and Carolina Herrera, I absolutely loved. And it was important to be modern, but still have a classic take on things. And I really approached it when I went into appointments very like casually, quietly. I went with my best friend, Edward Barsamian, and he was at Vogue at the time. And we had a really nice time. It was, you know, we treated it like a market appointment. I say it very casually because you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself as well. You know, my big philosophy is, you know, you should look the best version of yourself during that day, highlight it. You shouldn't look like a totally different person. You want to feel and look your best. So it was really when I was looking through the archives, I was looking through their current collection, I kind of had pieced things together.
Did you try on any like traditional dresses or no?
I did only for the fun of Edward, because he really, he wanted that moment. I kind of already had an idea when I looked at the racks of what I wanted. But, you know, when you are with your friends, you do have to humor them sometimes.
What about the shoes?
You know, that was a last minute decision, to be honest.
Do you have them already?
I did. I had them already. You know, I had looked around my flats that I had on later that day. I bought, but they were floral, really pretty, jeweled embellished fronts. But for the blue shoes, I wanted a pop of color, something great. And again, keeping it classic, of course, with Manolo.
I've got to ask you about your husband, because we've got SL Man as well, which is our male equivalent. And he is kind of the poster boy for that brand. So how involved with his style are you? Is he pretty, he knows what he likes?
I have zero to say about his style. I mean, absolutely zero, other than to give him a compliment and tell him he looks fantastic. That's it. And we get dressed separately, and he has his own sense of style. And I think he always looks amazing. So there's no need to even make a comment.
Okay. What's the best fashion gift he's bought you?
Oh, that's actually, he bought me this fedora bracelet a few years ago. One of my favorites. So that was a really good present. There's been a lot of them over the years, so it's hard to pick, but I wear this one every day.
It's clever to marry a man with good taste. For listeners, Olivia's wearing a kind of an amazing kind of chain, chunky gold bracelet that you're referring to.
Yeah.
If you could only wear one brand again, what brand would it be?
It would probably be Max Mara, is my guess. Yeah. Why? I tend to wear a lot of Ian's designs every single day into my wardrobe. I tend to wear mainly Italian designers, just something, especially in Milan, it really has resonated with me over the last few years. But Max Mara, I tend to be very consistent with, as well as Cucinelli and Moncler. But definitely, I think Max Mara is this elegant, classic. I always feel amazing.
Okay. What about this time of year? You know, those are brands that sometimes you might say you see it. You know, if I think of Moncler, it's obviously like winter vibes. So who do you go to?
They have great spring, summer collections.
Disclaimer, of course. But who do you go to in summer?
There are a few great little brands. Alexis, I love. Zimmerman. There's so much. There's a lot of amazing baby brands that I'm now just drawing a blank.
What is kind of on your wish list now for the season ahead? What are you? I'm very much in autumn in my head. I don't know about you.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm with you with the fall winter collection, but since New York is quite warm, I'm still not there yet. So I'm still looking like online for summer stuff. So I think I need to be a little bit more patient.
What is it about New York style? You know, every city has such a kind of distinct style, and you talked about Milan and about Italian, but kind of what is it that like New York girls do really well?
They look amazing every day. They just, you know, New York women are all about their maintenance, all about their glam, all about making sure that they look and feel their best, you know, wearing their heels and flats, but looking perfectly, like proportioned. New Yorkers, we love a great black look, give us a little power, adding some great accessories to it, for sure. And, you know, you always see the girls, like, I always love seeing a New York woman walking down the street, because she always has confidence, the way she's, like, walking, carrying herself. She knows that she's, like, woman on a mission, looking your best.
You're wearing black expertly today, by the way. How do you wear black in summer, if you're not sure?
You know what? Lightweight. Like today I decided to go for a little bit sportier version. So this is from Coral. It's actually my workout. It has like a zip in the back. You can't really see. It's quite cool. Gunmetal. And then this is like old Zara that I kind of threw on, very lightweight. And then I put a great pair of mules on with it.
Olivia, people will love to know that you shop at Zara. People will love that. Do you like duck in often or not really?
I do throughout my travels. Like when I'm traveling around, I'll go into different locations to see different things. But I think definitely through Corona, I've kind of scaled back and re-edited my favorite hero pieces. And of course, like I, you know, pop into Zara here and there and pick up some great pieces to mix in between.
I don't believe for a second that you will have lounged about in hoodies and trackies all of last year. What did you wear in lockdown? What does a lockdown outfit look like to you?
It was, you know, I really tried to continue my everyday, you know, get up and hair, makeup, everything. Wore lots of flowy skirts with cashmere sweaters, added jewelry to it, ballet flats or mules around the house. That was pretty much my go-to. Lots of cashmere, but, you know, in an elevated way.
For some, it was quite a good excuse to kind of experiment a little bit more and shop your own wardrobe a bit. Kind of, did you find that?
You know, I felt that I'm a person that loves to go in and see and touch things. So of course I miss going into a store. So even if it was the grocery store, I was super excited.
Touch some apples instead of
It's like I'm really excited, like anything. It's a store. I love any store I walk into. But yeah, I think it was also nice to explore online and find some other brands I wouldn't have necessarily come across if, you know, I didn't have the time.
Do you still mostly shop in store then if you can?
Yeah. A hybrid of both.
Okay. Where do you shop online?
Where do I shop online? Perigold is an interior store I absolutely love. First Dibs. I love First Dibs. Yeah, I do. I go on Zara.
Is there anything you've ever worn that you look back at and think, God, that was a mistake?
Well, I think we all have, but I think that's the time in which you were living in that moment. And, you know, you learn and you move on.
Yeah. Can you think of any examples?
I think, you know, there's been like one or two t-shirts I haven't loved with my hair and like a blazer with it, but nothing that would really stick out to everyone.
nothing like that disastrous, let's be honest.
You know, you try to keep it as classic as possible, but also, you know, incorporating regular trends.
What would you say is the secret to good style? What do you think makes somebody stylish?
I think it's, of course, the way you carry yourself, the way you wear clothes. I always say clothes are your friends. You know, if you wear them well, treat them well. Yeah, I think it's like, you know, just how that woman kind of is on the go, walking, and yeah.
Can you learn that? Like, can you become that?
I think, you know, it's innate in you, but I think, you know, everybody can learn and evolve and grow. And I think that also comes with age as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wear things in your 20s that you wouldn't necessarily wear in your 30s, and it's a different time.
You've got to be okay with the fact that it evolves, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
And finally, on fashion, where do you think is the most stylish city in the world?
You know, I would say Tokyo or Milan, to be honest. Those are two of my favorite cities. I absolutely love the style in Milan. I think the women, men always look incredible. Tokyo, there's just so many different styles to choose from. I always love how the men dress and that feminine, cool aspect. So I get inspiration there. Obviously, New York as well, get endless inspiration.
Good answers. And London.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Obviously, London. It's like, you know, like a second home to me.
Where do you stay when you're in London?
Usually with my best friend.
Nice. A bit cozier. But you're obviously in the city. You're spending more time there. Where are you loving in New York at the moment?
You know, my favorite places, I go uptown to Canine Styles, to my dog grooming place. That is literally one of my favorite places because they have, not only is the grooming amazing, but they have incredible dog accessories. And since all my friends have dogs, I'm always looking for them. So,
what's the funnest dog accessory you've bought?
Butler has a very extensive wardrobe. He loves cashmere sweaters. And now that he's older, I tend to carry him around now. So he has some summer carry bags that he likes.
Cute.
Where else do I go? Butterfields, it's an amazing market for food. If you like come locally and stay with a friend or just want something different, it's one of my favorite places. M Plaza for nails. If you're going out for like, you know, a great new restaurant, semi-new, not really so new anymore, but Lola's that's Greek. That's really nice. 11 Madison Park is also amazing. I was just there for that. Nami Nori, also for sushi, is a great one. So there's some really great new restaurants and places. And the Van Gogh exhibition opened up not too long ago. So that's also really fun to do.
Where do you stay for staycation in New York?
You know, I have not done a staycation in New York in many, many years. I tend to do, like, I would say more of a staycation would be in the Hamptons if I went away for a weekend. That's about it. But yeah, I've been here in Dumbo. But I would suggest the Crosby Hotel.
Okay. What about having fun? What do you do for fun, Olivia?
What do I do for fun? I play Mario Kart.
No,
I watch. I do with some of my best friends in Europe. We around 5 o'clock, we all play together in the evening their time, early evening our time. So
on like a Nintendo or what?
Basically, yeah, like on the Switch. We play. Yeah, my husband's super tech savvy, so he's the one that sets it up for me, and then we play. But I watch lots of television, lots of great TV shows. I am obsessed with my LG rollable television. That's amazing. So that's really great to watch on there. And then great glass of wine or bottle of wine with friends. That's really fun. I got an LG wine refrigerator a few months ago that I absolutely love. So I use that. That's in all great fun. And I've learned a lot about that through the technology because there's all these different functions and temperature controls. So I feel super tech savvy.
I mean, between your Nintendo and your fridge, you are flying. What do you watch? What are you watching at the moment?
I'm watching the Olympics because it's on. I love the Olympics. I was a little late to the party during Corona. I watched Downton Abbey and got completely hooked and almost rewatched the entire thing after. Which I'm sure I will do.
I feel like a terrible Brit because I've never watched it. And
I had never seen it either. And then I stumbled on it and I couldn't be more excited that at Christmas they have a new movie coming out. So I was like, perfect timing.
Have you watched The Crown?
I absolutely have. Love The Crown.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what about, I haven't seen it yet, but the new the Gossip Girl reboot, that is...
No, I've never, you know what, I never watched the first one. So the second one wouldn't really resonate with me. It was never, I'm not a big sitcom person. I never have been, even growing up. Sitcoms, boy bands, bands in general, I was a different breed. It was not really my interest.
Yeah, you were reading fashion magazines instead.
Yeah, more or less. But what else? Physical with Rose Byrne. I've just finished. Succession's coming back.
Succession is like what we've all been desperately dying for over here as well. I know. I need it back now.
I know. It's amazing. My neighbor is the producer and I'm dying to hear what the storyline is going to be, but I would never dare to ask.
Such a good season finale as well. I feel like we've just been waiting for so long.
Yeah, there's a lot of amazing, amazing shows out there to watch.
Yeah, I agree. Who are you? What are you rooting for in the Olympics? What sports excite you?
Riding really excites me. I'm being into riding, swimming and gymnastics. I'm also really interested. Skateboarding. I thought it was really cool that they introduced skateboarding this year, both men and women. I watched both. Thought it was really cool. Yeah. And there were some really young kids too, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah. We've got there's a British girl who's like 13 maybe in the outdoor skating who looks amazing. And
there was a 13-year-old Brazilian girl too. I was like, you guys are amazing.
Insane.
Yeah. Incredible. And I love that Australian swim coach. She was full of life.
Yes.
Being very excited for the gold medal.
We won lots of British gold swimming and diving medals overnight as well. So we're all quite happy about that over here.
Well, I saw a very interesting statistic yesterday about the comparison of the last few Olympics and the different countries that have won the most comparing. And it showed that US and Britain both had the most medals. But if you broke it down past that the women on both sides held the most medals. And I was like, oh, that's very exciting.
Okay, that is
a fun fact. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a really good fact. Thank you.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Let's talk about beauty. You've launched Palermo Beauty. Tell us about
it. So exciting.
Yeah. Where's it come from? What's it all about?
Been in the process for over 2 years, and we decided to wait and launch after a little, once everybody was back, after Corona, because we moved the timing of it. We wanted to launch in November. But we're super excited. It's a small edited range that we'll eventually build out, but we want to make sure, just like building your wardrobe, you have the foundation pieces, key pieces. And it was really kind of taking a look and seeing, what was missing in the marketplace. And for myself, I felt like having a really beautiful, heavy compact lipstick with quality and craftsmanship is really important. So we really honed in and focused on that, as well as the packaging, and really wanted to keep the brand colors in line and, you know, keep it really light and fresh and beautiful that both men and women can have in their beauty wardrobes. And we're wanting the quality to be as fabulous from the exterior packaging as in the interior.
What's not to love? So what's in the range? There's lipsticks, what else?
We have Rosebud, Santa Fe, and Chianti. And then we've just launched, and those are our nudes. And then we've launched Poppy, which is our red. And then we have two eye palettes, Au Naturel and Soiree. And I like to mix between the two. And of course, you can mix the lipsticks as well. And then for skincare, we have the Primetime Illuminating Serum and the Setting Mist Spray, which I absolutely love. Those are my two personal favorites. My husband uses both, as do most of my guy friends. The wonderful thing about the serum is there you can use it in various different ways, as well as the mist, because you can mix it in with your serum. After you use your serum in the morning and the evening, you can then put on the prime time, give it that fresh glow. And then for men, you can use the mist after to set it, and you have a glow, but not super shiny. And then for the women, if you don't want to use it as a serum, well, you can use it as a little bit of highlighter, little detail to finish off your makeup as well.
So why those products? You know, why a serum? Why a setting spray? Kind of where did the impetus for that come from?
It really came from like the foundations of what we would need, and then eventually building out through each category. And seeing, you know, really what resonated with the customer. And yeah, I think, you know, of course, everybody needs a beautiful eye palette, beautiful lipstick that you take out, you know, when you're going out for the evening. And of course, we need to make sure that the mist sets the face, and that with our masks, it's not rubbing off.
Yeah, that's true. It's quite a no-brainer, really, when you put it like that, isn't it? You describe it all as non-toxic. So what does that mean exactly? Can you talk us through the process of making the products?
Yeah, so basically I've been working with our product development to make sure that we're as clean as we can be. And so that of course is a focus, to make sure that we are aware to not use this toxic products.
Makes sense. And what is your favorite product in the product range?
I love the Primetime Illuminating Serum and the Setting Mist. And then for the makeup, I love the lipsticks. You know, I think that's super easy. You're just going to apply all the time. And of course, ours is very long lasting, but I always love to reapply and always look fresh.
Are you wearing one today? Is that a...
Yes, I am.
What are you wearing? Go on.
I'm wearing Santa Fe. Okay. Santa Fe and Rosebud mixed.
So it's kind of like a plum color, right? Like,
yeah, well, our Chianti is more of a plum, and you can use that as a stain or darker. You really want a deeper color, but our two nudes, one's a little bit lighter, one has a little bit more of a muddier nude. So it can create that nice kind of purple tone to it. Pinky purple tone.
You just need to mix them together. It's a really good price point, isn't it? How important is that to you to make it kind of semi-affordable?
Well, you know, we wanted to make sure that we are a luxury product, that it is affordable. And, you know, for myself, I find it so important for any of girls or guys that buy our product that they feel like they've invested well into the product, that they spent their money really well. So that was very key to make sure that our pricing was good.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about your skincare routine. You know, we were talking about facials before we started recording. What are your rules for great skin?
I'm very high maintenance on my skin. I always have been since I was a teenager. I've seen Dr. Dennis Gross since I was probably about 14 years old. And I see him, and I also see Dr. Robert Anilik, who I've seen for the last few years. I go in regularly. I'm super high maintenance about being in contact with my dermatologist, and you know, your skin is always changing. Same thing with your diet. So it's in your body. So it's always important to kind of stay on top and see, you know, you don't want to get into a routine that's too regular, because then you're not getting the results that you need. Every Friday I go into Dr. Gross's office and I meet with my esthetician, Anna, and I get my facial. And then about every 2.5-3 weeks, I check in with Dr. Anilik, and we just have a conversation, and he takes a look at my skin and sees what, you know, what I need, what I don't need. So yeah.
Facial every Friday. I mean, that's the dream.
We try. But you know, it's important. You have your skin for your entire life. So it's important to maintain it. and take that hour for yourself to give yourself an extra glow.
Yeah. What do you ask for? Like, do you have the same facial every week, or does he mix it up?
You know, we switch it up. I've been doing a collagen heat facial where it's like a heat wand that goes around and simulates the collagen. And then I have another one that just kind of brightens up the skin and keeps you fresh. And then I do a chemical peel as well, just to kind of make sure that you're not congested. So I do that. And then I go to Joanna Vargas and I do her triple crown and radio frequency facials. And I swear by the red light bed. That is one of my favorite things.
Okay. How frequently do you do that?
I think a red light bed is important to try to do at least once a week so you can start to see the results.
Yeah, gosh, you're thorough.
You know what? I try. And then when it comes to hair care, I go in for a trim and, color every 3 weeks.
Wow, you are thorough. Where do you go for your cut and color?
I've been really religious and very loyal to Andre Davis and my girlfriend Abby for a very long time. So Abby colors my hair and Andre cuts it.
What do you do when you're traveling? Do they come with you?
No, I always time it that when I'm traveling that I see them right before I leave. So I never have a moment of
no gaps.
Yeah.
What about nails? I feel like you're synonymous with a good red nail. So what are your nail secrets?
My nails, I'm the most religious person when it comes to my nails. And I go to M Plaza here in New York. My girlfriend Stephanie and Min own M Plaza, and they have a few locations throughout the city. And I've worked with incredible nail technicians throughout my entire career, but I do have to speak super highly on their craftsmanship in detail to nail and just how they paint and everything. It's perfection. So I go in every 3.5 to 4 days.
Okay. What is the perfect red? What shade do you ask for?
I think it really depends on your skin tone and the time of year, because your skin tone is always changing. So maybe one, you might look a little bit more pale one week than the other week. So I kind of switch back and forth between various different reds. Okay. And I'm not exactly tan this summer, so the corals are not coming out as often as I would like.
I'm with you. Let's talk other grooming, teeth, eyebrows, what else is in your ritual?
My teeth, I'm religious also about my teeth. I go to, for my orthodontist, I see Frank Antolino. And for my regular dentist, I see Pat Malpiso. And so they're both next door to each other uptown here in New York. I've seen them for years. I go about every month to see Malpiso and get my teeth cleaned. And Angelino I see every 3 weeks because I currently have braces, which you can't see. But I have no problem talking about it. Because I think, just like in life, everybody needs maintenance and needs a little correcting. And, I did Invisalign for a few years. But for me, I think the braces were a bit more effective for timing. So he's amazing. And if anybody needs them, go. It's only a few months.
Wait, you've got proper train tracks right now.
Yeah, in the back.
But I mean, they are very well hidden. I can't see them.
Thank you. I think I gave my head of communications a bit of a heart attack because when we launched Beauty, I had just got them. So I have been working on my terrible list that I've had for a few months.
How long have you got to have them for?
Until I think like September, October, hopefully. We'll see.
That's okay. Yeah. And what about your eyebrows?
My eyebrows, I only let two people touch, actually only three people touch them. Andrea Tiller, my makeup artist in New York, and my two makeup artists in London, Sam and Nelson, and no one else. That is it. So, it's been nice. They've grown out, gotten fuller, and you can grow them out. Sometimes it might be like a weird transition, but it can be nice because it reshapes in different ways. Mm-hmm. For sure. I've been working with Seven Clinic and they are incredible. I have been a huge supporter of nutrition for my entire life, had a nutritionist growing up. And, it's important to always, as your skin, same thing with the skin, to constantly reset and see and take in new vitamins, things that you need, you don't need. And so I've been working with Seven Clinic for the last few months. They're based in Brazil and they just opened up here in New York, and I'm super happy with the program that they put me on. I started with inflammation diet and now I'm on the Mediterranean plan as well. So I'm happy to share that with you. Super nice.
Me too. That sounds lovely. What does a Mediterranean plan entail?
It's all really super healthy and it's all things that I already eat. It's just, kind of mixing them slightly differently.
And what about general, kind of what's your workout routine? How else do you look after yourself?
I have been a Tracy Anderson fan for over 5 years, and I go 3-4 times a week. Now she's opened back up in the studio, so I can go back in and get a good sweat, because she does have her online, which a lot of people love. And if you can't get to a studio, that's fantastic. But for myself, I love being inside the studio, seeing all the trainers, getting the vibes, jumping up and down, having a great time.
Is that one of the things you miss most in lockdown? I know I found classes, not being in classes, just so boring.
I really did miss going into the studio every day, because, you know, Tracy's method is about heat and humidity and regenerating your skin cells. And I'm a person that tends to get a lot of muscle spasms, and I do acupuncture regularly. So, Tracy's method is great, because for the heat, it really helps open me up and get that extra push that I need.
Nice. So let's talk about your skincare routine. We touched on it before, but what do you do? What do you do morning and night? How do we glow like you?
You know, it's actually relatively simple. I'm very religious. With all of my products, my routines, I've said that before, I totally am. I switch back and forth between my 111 skin cleanser and my Dr. Dennis Gross cleanser. For hair care, I use Melbon. I love Melbon. It's a Japanese company that I discovered actually during Corona. And I've really seen even more of a difference with my hair with that. And I use for bath products, I go back and forth between Molton Brown and Fresh. And just like, you know, nice light white flour, keeping it fresh. That's what I tend to go for. That's it. And then for serums, I use 111 Skin serums, the Black Diamond Illuminating Serum, that whole collection. I use Augustine Butter, I use as well if I need that little extra hydration. I actually, when I'm in the sun, they just launched a body collection, but for the last few years, I've used it on my body, which has been really nice. It helps with any extra sun exposure you might get.
That's a cheap way to do sun cream, isn't it?
You know, sometimes we have to be a little bit more, a little less conservative, portion controlling, just because, you know, that's what it's important to make sure that you maintain that skin. Mm-hmm. And I don't use that many other products. Sometimes I use the Dr. Gross gel moisturizer, but that's it. And I love Royal Firm as well.
If you could only have one beauty product kind of in your armory, so not a product specifically, but like, you know, is it a mascara? Is it a lipstick? Like, what is the one thing that you wouldn't leave the house without?
See, I'm all or nothing. It's like there's not just like one product. You have to do the whole face, not just like eyeliner. So if there's no face, it's sunglasses.
I was going to say, do you go out bareface or no?
I do. I wear sunglasses. Like, it's usually if I'm going to and from a facial, or right to and from the gym, or, you know, if it's just like a quick in and out. But other than that, when I'm out and about in my day, then yeah, I'm always in my face with my face on.
And if you could only have one treatment, if you could only pick like one of the things that you have done, what would that be?
Probably my acupuncture. It's really important for me. I always feel great after. Yeah, really effective.
Do you fake tan?
No, I don't fake tan. You know what? It's just, I'm not that person. I love double-sided tape. And, you know, I don't feel like looking a little stripy.
I've been there for weddings and you have this like funny patch of white on your boobs. It's not.
Yeah. No, you know what? I try to get a little bit of sun, but you know, as you get older, you also are happy to protect your skin.
I think that's very wise. What is your beauty, kind of your ultimate don't when it comes to beauty? What would you say to every woman? Just like, don't do this.
Well, one, sleep in your makeup, or layer on more makeup on top of more makeup. So a lot of congestion will come from that.
So do you never top up? You don't kind of have your makeup done in the day? Like, you'd start again if you were going out at night?
If I had a very early call time in the morning and I was getting ready at like 7 p.m. and I think yes then, but if it was a shorter window, like later in the morning or early lunch into the day, then you can do a little refreshing. You might still look a little shiny, but I think it's about the timing of it, because at the end of the day, like, you know, your skin needs to breathe, you need to reset, and sometimes just redoing it, you'll just feel and look better.
It looks better, really, doesn't it? I mean, we literally chat all day. It was so lovely
lovely chatting with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I've got to ask you before you go, where can we buy your makeup range? Where can we buy Palermo Beauty?
You can go to oliviaplummer.com and shop the entire range. And you can also go onto my Instagram account and it can link you there. And you can go to Olivia Palermo Beauty's Instagram as well.
Okay, fab.
Thank you so much. And I hope everyone enjoyed and happy shopping.
Thank you so much. I hope your first podcast was far less scary than you
had. It was fabulous. You made it an easy, breezy, wonderful experience.
I'm so pleased. Thank you so much. As Olivia said, you can shop her entire range at oliviapalermo.com. I think that's it for today. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sharelux.com. You know we love hearing from you. Don't forget.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thanks, and bye-bye.